Sometimes he talk trash. You know, a lot of people don't understand. He is very competitive. I mean, Tom, we can get up underneath his skin. And it's funny because every time we go to practice, we start with a walkthrough, right? And then a walkthrough. This is a walkthrough now. And when you sit back and you look at and you realize what are you doing, and all of a sudden a walkthrough become a practice. But those are the things that makes us better. And we don't want to lose. They don't want to lose. So they'll call a play. Then we'll call a play. And all of a sudden, we out there having practice before practice even gets, you know, started. So we trash talk a lot. But at the same time, we know it's all in fun. It's all in getting better as a team and individuals. And when guys can sit back and see Gerard Mayo and Darrell Revis and Tom Brady and Vereen and Gronk out there, we talking smack and at the same time getting work done and getting good quality work. It's priceless. Look, just a little technique stuff and guys just being more committed in the run game. And that's one of the things. And we have some great guys that's on the defensive line and in the front seven. And sometimes we get caught up in we want to rush or we want to do this or we want to do that. And we just had to get back to square zero was being able to stop the run. And that was our mindset coming in. You know, we're going to stop the run. We're going to play well in the run game. And when it's time, you know, for them to throw the ball, we'll get after them. And that's the mindset we took. It was a good week in practice with that. We took it into the game. It was another good, it was a good game with that. And when it was time to rush, we had our opportunity. So even though we walked away with one sack, but we had some pressure on them, I think, throughout the course of the game where once it declared what they was trying to do, we really didn't have any problems adjusting our game plan and going after them. So, but that's what it's going to take. You know, it's going to take – if you can't get a team one-dimensional, and I like to get a team to be able to throw the ball. I don't want a team that's one-dimensional and just pounding the rock 40 times for, you know, 180 and 200 yards. So, but we're at our best when we get in one-dimensional where – we have to force them in long yardage situation where they have to throw the football. And we knew going in that we can get them in third down and third and long in those situations that we figure we can win those battles. And we did. Everybody has their opinions. I don't think so. To me, I really can't say yes or no to that because at times I look at film and we probably looking at two different things. And just because you don't see anybody just knocking guys up off the field or in the backfield all the time don't mean you're playing physically tough. It's rhyme and reason why we do the things we do. And some weeks is, you know, we're going to penetrate. Some weeks we're going to play a line of read and react. So it's whatever it's called. But for the most part, I'm very proud of our team of how we responded. That was the biggest thing, to respond the way we responded against a good quality football team. So it wasn't like it was somebody coming in that only won one game or haven't won a game or that was an average team. This was an undefeated team coming in here. And watching them on field, we understood how they were undefeated. You know, they played good football. And to do it against them on another primetime game, that's the one thing that I'm most proud of with our guys is we did it on national TV Sunday night. And we can continue to play that way. We just have to continue just to keep chipping away.